everyone. Thanks for coming by for a visit. I've been working on a Halloween special episode the past couple of weeks. It should be a good one. I'm planning to release it in addition to your regularly scheduled broadcast. If you guys like the special and want more, then feel free to let me know. I'm on Instagram at Nightmare Society Radio and Twitter at @society_radio. Or feel free to leave me a review on your preferred streaming app. I would really appreciate it. I've got a couple of true horror stories that are stranger than fiction tonight. So a big thank you to our contributors, user HWXBL and user Michael Cuz. Cheers, guys. Thank you for letting me share your true horror story. Now get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
Before I start, I know a lot of people come here and say this is 100% true, and half the time it seems as though they've lied. I will go on to say that what you're about to hear is real. The events happened, and I still, to this day, don't understand it, and I don't expect you to either. I work in a well-known clothing retail store in the UK as a part of the delivery stock team. I'm not allowed to say which store, as in my contract, I'm not permitted to talk about the company in what could be perceived as a negative way. About 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas 2014, I had asked my store manager if I could work some overtime to get some more money for Christmas presents, and she thought this was a smart move as my stockroom manager was out of the country on holiday for a week. Nearing to Christmas, the deliveries get pretty big. Almost 3 times the size of regular deliveries, so there was the work available for me to come in and complete. It would involve stripping clothes from packets and hanging them within the stockroom. My manager asked that rather than come in on a day I don't usually work, I work there part-time, that I should instead stay for additional hours past my contracted ones, which meant that I had to lock up. My manager trusted me to do this as I've worked there for almost 3 years now, and she handed me her master key. The only other master key was with my stockroom manager, who was currently out of the country. This is where it begins. The time was nearing to around 8 p.m. at night. All of my colleagues had left the building and I had locked the door after them, turned off the store music and secured the bottom loading bay, where the deliveries come in. I was in the stockroom on the second floor putting some hangers on the racking so that I could use them for the next delivery. I was stood underneath a puppy teddy that was stuffed between a pipe and a wooden piece of racking facing me. This photo was posted on the Nightmare Society Instagram. The teddy was an old toy from a delivery that was left behind and my colleagues had given it a name. The name I can't remember because the teddy isn't really spoken of much. It just sits there. My iPod was plugged into a pair of speakers that had been in the stockroom since forever, and I was happily completing my task. Happily, until I heard a noise. Yes, that might sound cliche, but this noise was very similar to my ears. And it was the noise of the bottom loading bay shutters being opened. I thought someone must be in the store as the only way to open and shut them is from a panel next to them, from the inside. So I paused my music and proceeded to walk down the stairs and back out to the bottom loading bay. It was when I was about halfway down that the noise suddenly stopped. What I can say that always creeps me out about the place is that the lighting around the corridors, staircases, and stockrooms were lit up by strip lights. Another photo has been posted to the Nightmare Society Instagram for this. These strip lights had sensors on them, so whenever you walked under one, you would hear a small click, and it would come on. So there I was gliding down the stairs. I burst into the loading bay expecting to see one of my colleagues, but lo and behold, it was empty. The shutters were shut. I embraced a shudder down my spine and simply span around and paced back to my workstation in the stockroom. I illuminated the strip lights and continued to hang some more hangers, the music from my iPod playing along, calming my nerves, until I remembered. I turned my iPod off. I span around horrified and just stared at my iPod over on the shelf. As I took a deep breath and shook my head, I caught a glimpse. A glimpse of where the teddy should have been sitting. I was drenched with panic and took a step back to look further down the stockroom, about 100-yard stretch where I had suspected a culprit had fled only to face darkness. I stood for a moment, still bewildered by what had just unfolded, when I heard a faint click. I instantly moved to my right to get a good look down the stockroom, but yet I still faced darkness. Was all I heard gradually getting louder, closer. This is when Pavlov's theory kicked in and I realized no lights were switching on in sync with the click. No light switched on at all. I turned to the door to see my only exit route and then span my head around to be greeted with a dark figure in the distance. The figure was big, what I can only describe as perhaps a bodybuilder male. I need glasses for long distance things and usually only wear them in the cinema or at football games anyway. The darkness did not help. Within his hand I could see a small object. Although when the hand clutched at it, I could make out that it was the teddy. This is when I felt adrenaline scream. Run. I ran straight out of the stockroom, down the corridor, through two doors and to my right, straight into the ladies' toilet, opposite the two offices. I ran straight into one of the four cubicles, the middle one, and locked myself in. I crouched on the toilet, shaking, partly because I'm a tall guy and partly because my heart was hammering in my ears, putting my balance off. The doors of the toilet took a while to close slowly, as they should, and I listened out for anybody to be approaching. The doors shut close, which gave me a little relief, and I stopped and blinked, thinking for a moment. I wiped the sweat off my brow with my left forearm. As my head turned to meet my arm, I glanced down at the bottom of the cubicle. A face was there. A face was pulling away from underneath just as I caught a glimpse of the mouth and nose. My only description is that the teeth were black and seemed slightly bloody from a self-inflicted wound. And by the grayish skin tone and wrinkles, the person looked old. I was injected with pure fear when I screamed,
"F*** off!"
and kicked the door, making it shake and slam, echoing around the walls in a thunder. I swung the door lock back, took a deep breath, and braced myself before darting out of the toilets and to the front of the store. I was charging along, prepared to attack anything to save myself from injury, yet nothing stood between me and the front door. I unlocked it with shaking hands and ran outside. I knew I had left my coat and iPod inside, but I was eager to get out. Locking the sliding doors behind me, I spun to the shutter lock on the wall. It's located at the bottom of the wall. For this reason, I am unsure of. It's always been a hassle for people. I turned the key inside the lock and the shutters were descending. The store shutters were on the inside of the store just past the alarms. And as I crouched there slowly watching the shutters come down, again I witnessed the figure, still holding the teddy in the middle of the shop floor. It was dark outside, and it was dark inside at this point. The shop floor lights are different and have to be switched on in the office. I closed my eyes and begged the shutter to hurry as it hit the floor. And I snatched the key away and ran down the road to the high street. My phone was in my pocket where it's always kept, so I called the police and told them what happened. I told them I believed a male had broken in. The police arrived shortly and I let them into the store. I had them escort me to the office to turn the lights on, and I reached the office and noticed the computer was on. I told them this wasn't on before, but they sped me up to turn on the lights so that they could search around the store. After touring them around the store to search, even the lift, they found nobody and told me to go home. The officers had said they would contact my manager tomorrow. The next day, I arrived at work at opening time, even though I wasn't scheduled to work at all. I was greeted by different officers from the night before and my store manager. We proceeded to go to the office just after my manager had opened the store and let my colleagues set up. The officers had said that they would continue a search that day and night again, and that my manager should ask for the CCTV to be installed. The reason our store doesn't have cameras is because the theft rate isn't high enough to have them, apparently. We all think that's dumb. Then again, we get away with messing around sometimes. I walked to the stockroom to get my iPod and coat before leaving when one last stab of fear yanked my heart to my boots. When I glared at the teddy, stuffed back into its usual place. I was allowed 2 contracted days off that week to rest. I think my manager thought I was seeing things and needed to sort myself out. I returned to work as usual. I was happy to do so as it was within the daytime and the store was full of people. Nothing has happened since. I still don't know how it was possible or what happened. If it was a prank or if someone or some people had a motive. Some people think I'm crazy. Some think it might be a group. It was by far the worst experience of my life. I've never told anyone this story because I never thought they would believe me. I was home alone one evening and had gone to sleep for the night. I live with my significant other and 2 indoor cats, but she was out of state traveling for business. My significant other, not the cats. I woke up in the middle of the night because my body was freezing cold. Not sure what time, but it was completely dark. I actually like it cool when I sleep and usually have the temperature around 70 degrees or colder, since I live in Central Texas. But this was different. I was ice cold, but wrapped in blankets. It was the middle of summer, so the evenings are not cold. When I grabbed my phone to look at the time, it seemed to be off, and I pressed the on button, but it wouldn't turn on. Since I was half asleep, I shrugged this off. I walked out of my bedroom to go adjust the thermostat and noticed that the cats were not around. This was weird because these fur balls are always hanging out in the bed or around the bed. Anyhow, I walked to the thermostat and tried to adjust it. I have a Nest thermostat. The power was nil, and the power to the house seemed to be off. I peeked out of the upstairs window to see if any of my neighbors were having power issues and noticed that all of their outdoor lights were working just fine. From the time I woke to this moment was probably 1 to 2 minutes maximum. I decided to wander downstairs to grab some water, but I'm startled when I realize there's a glow of light coming from the first floor. The way my house is situated, I couldn't see the light until I had approached the stairs. I found this odd because the power seemed to be out just upstairs, which didn't make a lot of sense. I started walking down the stairs and began to hear a faint humming noise. The noise had a high pitch to it with arbitrary pulses of low sounds. Almost like a muffled weed whacker that someone is throttling at random. As I continued to walk down the stairs, I spot a dark, slowly moving figure in the room, with light at the bottom of the stairs. The next step I take feels like I walked off the side of a cliff, or was sucked into the floor. That's really the best way I can explain it because I don't remember what happened after that moment. I just lost all feeling from my body. My next memory is waking up again to the sound of my phone's alarm. Everything seemed back to normal. I sat there in bed, cat's back to being lazy in bed next to me, and tried to think about the 2-minute incident that happened in the middle of the night. I'm not a sleepwalker, and I was definitely not dreaming. My security systems app shows the time whenever a door is opened or closed. I realized that my security system was disarmed on the app and that the front door had been opened and closed several times throughout the night. I pulled up my security footage from the exterior cameras and was surprised to learn that there is zero footage from the night. Like the motion sensors reacted to a random car driving by around 10 p.m., and then the next thing is another random car in the morning. So someone, or something, walked in and out of my front door, but the cameras did not capture any footage. My neighbor across the street has a good security system that points at my house, so I asked if he can review the footage from his cameras. I told him some made-up story about how I thought someone had broken into my truck. Anyway, he said it was weird because when he pulled up the footage from that night, his cameras did not record anything. Just a time gap, once again. My first thought was that I was sleepwalking and that the memory was a dream, but it just couldn't have been. When I looked outside the window in the middle of the night, I distinctly recall a red pickup truck parked the wrong direction in front of the neighbor's house. I always notice when cars are parked left wheel to the curb because I've gotten a ticket for this in the past. Anyhow, the truck was not there before I went to sleep, based on security camera footage. But it was there in the morning, also based on the camera footage. So the truck was there when I saw it in the middle of the night. I definitely woke up in the middle of the night, cold as ice, no cats, no working phone, no working thermostat. And I did see a truck outside the window, and then got warped by something on the stairs. A couple of additional things were different in the house. The security system was disarmed and I definitely armed it before going to bed. The light was still on downstairs, and that was absolutely off before I went to bed. My whole body smelled like burnt marshmallows. I know this is weird, but it's really how it smelled. And lastly, my 55-gallon fish tank that sits at the bottom of the stairs in the entryway was missing 2/3 of the water. Seriously, where the hell did 40-plus gallons of water go? The whole area around the tank was bone dry, and the fish were fine. What happened to me that night? What was inside my house? Much thanks to user HWXBL and user Michael Cuz for sharing their stories. If you have a true horror story you would like to share, I would love to read it. You can send it to nightmaresocietyradio@gmail.com. If you would like to be awesome like the others who've supported my show with a review, feel free to leave one on Apple Podcasts. I'd really appreciate it. And as usual, check me out on social media. My Instagram is @NightmareSocietyRadio, and my Twitter handle is @Society_Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, sweet dreams.